Well, good morning, sowers, for a great awakening. It is Thursday, November the 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Beginning today with our prayer of consecration. Let's just kind of don't let ourselves slip into the motions here, guys. Every day we want to get into the movement. You remember the movements: consecration, transformation, demonstration. Consecration is preparing the way for the Lord. It's just re-offering the tabernacle, the tent of our whole selves, mind, body, and spirit, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he comes in, he works by his word and his spirit to transform us, to change us, actually, from one degree of glory to the next. That's not us trying harder to do more, to be better. No, it's actually getting ourselves in the place where we can behold him whom we are becoming, because he is transforming us by his spirit, right? So, and then, of course, that's leading to the place of demonstration, where the Spirit of God is moving Jesus Christ from in us to through us toward others. That's the movement. Every day, we want to get in the groove of the move. I like that. It rhymed. Here we go. That's why I like to always begin with the Word of God, Ephesians 5:14. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Occurs to me that sleeper is just a kind of a little bit of a nicer way of saying sinner. And as Jesus shines on us, we're not only coming awake, we're rising into saints, holy ones. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. Be thou my vision, Lord. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice, even as the temple of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, we're meeting with Jesus today. We're underway. He's here with us. He's joining us together. He's at the right hand of God. He's nearer than our breath. Our entry today we've entitled, Make an Altar of Earth. 8 learnings from the wilderness so far. Our text is Exodus chapter 20, verses 24 to 26. Hear now the word of the Lord. Make an altar of earth for me, and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, your sheep and goats and your cattle. Wherever I cause my name to be honored, I will come to you and bless you. If you make an altar of stones for me, do not build it with dressed stones, for you will defile it if you use a tool on it. And do not go up to my altar on steps, or your private parts may be exposed. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. You're probably familiar with the old acronym, KISS, K-I-S-S. In case not, I'll refresh your memory. It stands for Keep It Simple Stupid. I'm not talking to you, okay? I'm not calling you stupid. It's maybe some of you. It's what I hear in the opening words of today's text. Here they are. Make an altar of earth for me. Translation, keep it simple, stupid. Through this Exodus journey, God has done extraordinary things, and yet God has kept it very simple. As I reflect on it, here are eight quite extraordinary and yet profoundly simple learnings so far. Number one, God hears the prayers and cries of his people and remembers his covenant with them. Number two, God delivers us from evil, from slavery, from oppression, and from the power of Pharaoh and every other worldly and heavenly principality. Number three, God provides for our needs with daily bread and every other dimension of provision, though he will allow us to hunger and thirst at times. Number four, God guides us on the path of pilgrimage, cloud by day and fire by night. He leads us in the way of his will and according to his wisdom. Number five, God fights through us and with us and for us, defeating our enemies and his in the wilderness. Number six, God instructs us according to his word. He speaks his word to us concerning how he would have us live before him and others. Number seven, God is holy, and he wants a holy people for himself and his purposes in the earth. And number eight, God is love, and he wants only this from us, love for himself and love for others. It really is that simple. When you think about it, the 10 words or commandments are all about keeping it simple, aren't they? And because God knows we will break all 10 commandments and then some, in anticipation, he says this, make an altar of earth for me and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, your sheep and goats and your cattle. And because God knows our propensity to make the simple complicated, to introduce all sorts of sophistication to things he intended to keep very basic. In anticipation, he says this, if you make an altar of stones for me, do not build it with dressed stones, for you will defile it if you use a tool on it. If an altar of earth is good, then an altar of diamonds and gold must be better, right? Wrong. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, stupid. Make an altar of earth for me. Let me switch up the metaphor. In these basic instructions, I hear God saying this. Keep your eye on the ball. God himself is the ball. The altar is the bat. It is just so easy to put our focus on the bat. This is what religion and 1,000 religious observances and spiritual practices represents. Those things aren't bad things until they are. Keep your eye on the bat, said no one ever. One of the things I love about John Wesley is the way he emphasized what he called plain scriptural Christianity. He often spoke of primitive faith. Primal faith is plain and unadorned, albeit very powerful. And yes, I recognize making everything plain and unadorned can create the same broken reality in the opposite direction. I wonder how our faith has become adorned with all manner of decoration, attire, amenities, and accoutrements. I wonder what it would mean to get back to primitive faith, to plain scriptural Christianity. Might we have such an opportunity before us now? Make an altar of earth for me. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. Thank you for your persistent mind and heart to pursue relationship with us. Would you train us in the simplicity of how we might respond to your initiative? We are so filled with our own initiative, even noble religious initiative, that we so easily miss what it is you are doing in our midst. Awaken us to the primitive and plain faith of our ancestors. Enliven us by your Spirit to the recreative power of your Word. Come, Holy Spirit, and strip away the layers and levels of adornment and amenity we have constructed, that we might be alive again to the fullness of you. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. Amen. For our journal prompts today, what are you learning in this wilderness journey? Which of the 8 learnings do you most resonate with now? What is your number 9? How is your life and life with God being pared back, stripped away, brought back to the primitive edge? We're going to sing in a minute number 44, a favorite hymn of many, Great is Thy Faithfulness. I love the simplicity of the song and the chorus with it. We'll sing that in just a minute. A couple of comments I want to offer here in a second now. You know, primal faith, primitive faith, it's like heart level, it's gut level, it's just real, it's raw. And religion and religious practice has a way of trying to sort of, I don't know, civilize it, dress it up, sophisticate it. And we just need to be on guard against that. I think, you know, that means well. And the problem is that just creates a layer of film, if you will, a barrier. It's not meant to be a barrier, but it creates a, I don't know, transparent kind of screen. A screen is the word. It creates a screen between us and the Almighty. And we just need direct relationship. It's just amazing in this text. He's like, make an altar of earth for me. And then it's like he knows us. He's like, I know they're going to want to try to go find some cool stones and chisel them a little bit and maybe do some engraving on them and maybe inlay them with some precious metal and stones. And he's like, don't do it. if you're going to use stones, if you must make an altar of stones, then don't dress the stones. Don't touch the stones. Don't defile the stones with your tools. The Lord is like, you know what? That'd be great if you're looking to make something for something else. If you want to make something and, you know, sell it, that's fine. Just go make that, but not my altar. We're going to keep this simple. We're going to keep this basic. We're going to keep this primal and primitive. Make an altar of earth for me. He's like saying, no designer religion, no designer spirituality. It just so readily becomes about all that, doesn't it? Just, you know, man, I'll stop. I don't want to rant. I want to sing. And you want to sing too. We got a great hymn today. Great is thy faithfulness. It's three verses. Pretty simple stuff here. You'll hear the simple, primitive faith that comes through it. So let's sing together. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen. It's a simple melody. It's a simple song. It's got depth to it for sure, but it's hard to beat it. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. A lot of you are meeting here with me and each other in the morning. Some of you do this at different times of day. We honor that. We appreciate that. But we love the morning. I often say, if you want to win the day, you got to win the morning. If you want to win the week, you got to win Sunday. So we're winning, guys, and we're going to keep winning because we've got the Word of God and we've got the Spirit of God, and we've got those two eternal verities completely unionized in the Son of God who is in us. And as I like to say in the Sower's Creed, if Jesus is good news and Jesus is in me, I am good news. Holds true for you too. Well, get your seeds. We've got sowing to do today. It's Thursday. Be on the lookout. Be attuned. Be attentive. He's in you. He's wanting to work through you today. Get some seed in the ground. That'll be the win for the day. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend. Leave us a rating and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.